the chapter close on the Zuma years. Those years brought much despair and suffering and pushed over 9 million of our fellow countrymen and women into the unemployment queues, taken our economy to the brink of collapse, and already sort of, you know, corruption, allowed corruption to become an epidemic across government. So I think everyone's breathing a sigh of relief to see that chapter closing and looking forward to starting to write a new chapter for South Africa.
A new chapter which fills you with optimism or not?
Yes, but I mean, I don't think we must be over-optimistic in terms of the reality. The reality is that Mr. Zuma wasn't a man acting alone. This is a man who was protected and defended by the ANC and was not guilty of committing every single sin of omission or commission by the ANC government. He was aided and abetted in that by the very same people who are circling for his blood, including Mr. Ramaphosa, who has served as his deputy president for the last 5 years. So whilst we are seeing the back of Mr. Zuma, it doesn't necessarily mean we've got rid of the problems associated with the ruling ANC, and that we would require an election to deal with.
An election in which you think the ANC could suffer some sort of backlash?
I definitely think so. So the country is beset, as I said, with massive unemployment. We're in an economic crisis. We've got virtually zero growth, economic growth in the country. On next week, Wednesday, we're going to hear how the government plans to plug a 70 billion rand deficit, which is going to mean brutal spending cuts and possibly an increase in VAT. And that's going to obviously have a knock-on effect amongst the electorate. It remains to be seen how long the ANC can sustain themselves, even with a new leader at the top.
Tosin Hussein is a member of South Africa's Opposition Democratic Alliance, and we bring you some reactions from South Africans on the resignation of President Jacob Zuma.
Everyone was a bit relieved, and yeah, tentatively optimistic.
Corruption has obviously been at the forefront of a lot of our problems, so I think it's a good decision from, you know, the ANC and from the Republic of South Africa. Let's just hope whoever comes in, whether it's Cyril, whoever wins the next election, can, you know, help us move the country forward.
Well, those were reactions from South Africa on the resignation of President Jacob Zuma. And still staying with Zuma's resignation, let's speak the thoughts of an international relations expert, Dr. Ken Ahosu. Good morning, Doc.
Good morning.
So you've been listening to some reactions from the people in South Africa. What does this resignation mean to them as a whole?
Well, it reflects a change that they've been expecting for so long. South Africa has just followed or is following the same trend as other African countries as far as independence is concerned. The expectation of the people have been very high towards independence, and the expectation was always that once Africans are in charge, their living standards will improve. But this has been a mirage across the African continent. In the case of South Africa, South Africa is the most industrialized nation in Africa. And for that matter, people expected a lot from them, that they would serve even as an engine of growth to jumpstart Africa's development. But what emerged at the end of apartheid is that the leadership became very rich, very corrupt, and the poor people remain very poor, even their condition worsened under independent South Africa than when they were under apartheid. Zuma particularly has mired in all forms of corruption one after the other. And as the earlier speaker was saying, he was very, very savvy in manipulating the press, the judiciary, and a number of them, and he was able to survive a number of what? Popular votes or votes of confidence in parliament. But what is becoming very clear in South Africa is that the ANC has been losing the moral fight. The reason why it has existed does not mean much to the people. And new parties were emerging. There have been divisions within the ANC. New parties were emerging that was challenging the ANC, and ANC was losing so many seats. So the fear is that something has to give. Zuma has to go, has to salvage the image of the party. And besides, there has been a lot of violence. Zuma has been such a divisive character in such a way that his supporters are always ready to kill or to use violence to make him to let him remain in power. And with the incoming elections, it was becoming clear and clear that if he doesn't leave, the ANC will be suffering a very, very huge humiliation and defeat in the elections. And this is the reason why he was called on Tuesday that by Wednesday he should resign or he'll be forced to resign.
But with his resignation, does it put an end to the era of corruption allegations, infighting and petty squabbles?
Well, not necessarily. South Africa's economy is in very, very difficult situations now. And the predictions are that if Zuma is not removed or something doesn't change, it will become like any other African economy within the next 10 years. So for this reason, people were very hopeful. Ramaphosa, who is going to take over, is regarded as a very successful businessman, someone that is very comfortable with the international community, particularly the white community. And for this reason, he's not trusted by diehard anti-apartheid people. But people believe that with his business acumen and his ties with the white and the international community, he will be able to salvage the economy. This is left to be seen because promise is one thing and the result is another thing. But there is a lot of hope in South Africa that he is better placed as to manage the economy than Zuma did. Sorry.
Now, Doc, how best would Mr. Zuma be remembered, or what legacy is he leaving?
Well, so far, what people are talking about is that he has made education free. In South Africa, it is not boarding education per se, but people move from the house to schools, and the tuition is free. Books are free. That is largely what you'll be remembered for. Besides that, probably from cultural perspective, he's somebody who has held the Zulu culture to such a high estate, particularly marrying as much as four women, because that is based upon his culture. So apart from his fight in the past, his imprisonment alongside Nelson Mandela, I think the two things that stand out is what he stands for, what being an African, and also the free education that he has introduced.
Doc, I want to thank you very much for speaking with us this morning. Dr. Ken Ahosu is an international relations expert, and you heard him there on the resignation of Jacob Zuma. Meanwhile,